is the coordinating committee meeting, March the 30th, 2016. It's now at 4:43. Janet, could you give us a roll call?
Sure. Sam Agarwal?
Yes.
Present. Wesley Bethune?
I'm here.
Present. Lydia Brazan? Lydia? Can't hear you. Adriana Kasnave? Adriana?
I thought I heard something faint. She was on and said she was having difficulties with her connection.
All right. Can you, Adriana, can you try again? Just Janet Coburn is present. Tony Norman?
Present.
Present. Michael Novick?
Present.
Present. Venetia Patel Adams? Venetia, can't hear you. Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts, can't hear you. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Present. So I have, what, 7 present. Quorum is 6, so we have quorum, Chair.
Hello, who is that?
Serene's on. Serene.
Okay.
Serene Roberts, present.
You all should have gotten a draft agenda. Can everyone take a look at that? Is there any objection to the draft agenda? Or any amendment?
I don't have an objection. I have an amendment.
Yes, Serene.
Just to add committee status update.
Okay, we can put that. What do you want to put that after?
I don't care.
Three? Under.
Sorry? It can go at the end. I don't care.
Okay, we'll do it after recommendations.
Point of information?
Yes, Janet.
What does that mean, committee status? Which committee, or I'm not sure what.
PNB committees, all PNB committees.
And how does that apply to this committee?
I assume she just wants the status of who have the committees met and who is the coordinator and who's convening the meetings. I assume just that sort of thing, general PNB committee.
Thank you, Tony.
So, we'll put that after Secretary's recommendation. Any other amendments to the agenda? No other amendments? Any objection? Okay, agenda is adopted. I don't think we have any minutes, Adriana. I know she's out of town, but I don't think we have any minutes available. We'll have to do those at the next meeting. Okay, the next
item. Yeah, I think it's likely that she's current on the minutes, but the person who did them should always be on the call, and we do a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just the minutes from last meeting, but we hadn't approved the minutes. Yeah, she is current on the meetings. We just got one. But we can come back to that at the next meeting.
I agree.
Submit it out.
If those were sent out, could somebody send them to me? Because I don't think I ever received them. I wasn't on the committee when that meeting happened.
I don't think the minutes for the last meeting were sent out.
No.
At least
I
haven't seen them.
Sometimes she does it the same night. So, anyway, you'll get them at some point before we have to approve.
Okay.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is election of officers. We'll take nominations for chair.
Uh,
Any nominations for chair?
Nominate Tony Norman.
Okay, any other nominations for chair?
I'm sorry, Janet, here. Who nominated Tony?
Michael Novak.
Michael.
Okay.
Any other nominations? Okay, no other nominations for chair. Tony Norman is chair, I suppose. Okay, nominations for secretary.
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I nominate Adriana.
Okay, Adriana. I assume she wants to continue. She was the secretary. I'm assuming she wants to continue.
Yes,
she was on the call at the beginning, and it sounded like she wanted to continue but couldn't do it tonight because she was out of town.
Yeah. Any other nominations for secretary?
I'm sorry, Michael, what did you say?
John was actually on this call when it first started, before we went on the stream, and the implication was she couldn't do it tonight because she was out of town, but it was expected to continue.
Okay,
no other nominations for secretary. We have Adriana as our secretary. I think I ought to say, for the benefit of the new members on this committee, the purpose of this committee is just to coordinate the activities of the PNB between meetings, you know, helping setting the agenda, meeting times, and that sort of thing. And also, more importantly, working on, if possible, in-person meetings. That's the primary purpose of this coordinating committee. What I'm going to do, if there's no objection, because I really want Lydia on the call when we discuss the agenda and the in-person meeting.
I have a point of information, though, Tony. I'm sorry.
Yes, great.
Did you guys choose a pro tem secretary? I had called in before, but nobody can hear me, so I called that. But did you all choose a pro tem secretary?
We selected Adriana as the permanent secretary.
Right, but she's not here tonight, so who's doing...
Oh, that's right.
Who's
that's
acting as secretary during this meeting?
Yeah. She had asked Janet Coburn if she could do it for tonight. When she was on the call.
Janet serving as interim secretary. Okay. So I'm going to, if there's no objections, I'm going to pass up the agenda the April 7th, unless someone, we can discuss that. I don't see any reason why we can't discuss the agenda for April 7th, but I really wanted Lydia to be on the call. But so let's start with that. I don't see any reason why we can't just have a discussion on it.
Janet? May I?
Yeah, Janet.
Well, I mean, we could skip to the secretary recommendation item because that would possibly be part of the April 7th.
Okay, we can do that without objection. Okay.
Sorry, are we waiting for Lydia to become available? Or?
Yeah, if she can come available, I really want her on the call when we discuss the agenda. If she is that Lydia? Okay, but let's go to the...
I would say before we... Is she expecting the call or what? Is she expecting to hear from her?
I spoke with her today. I thought she was going to be on the call, and I think Michael just texted her.
Hi, this is Janet. I got knocked off the call. Sorry.
Yeah. I spoke with her today, and I think Michael just texted her.
Okay.
So we'll wait until she gets on the call. If not, then we'll come back to that item. Okay, Janet, we'll go to the secretary recommendations.
Okay, so I sent a recommendation just as the meeting got started, and I'd like to read what it is.
Sure.
May I? Okay, so... It would be a motion the coordinating committee approves the following motion to be presented to the PNB at the April 7th, 2015 PNB open meeting. And by the way, this would be also combined with my motivation. Here it is. Whereas, when the bylaws were written, the PNB was to meet only quarterly, and whereas the number of PNB meetings has grown to an average of two open meetings plus one closed meeting a month. And whereas in addition to producing PNB meeting minutes, the duties and responsibilities of the PNB secretary include preparing for and producing draft minutes for all PNB meetings, being present at and throughout PNB meetings to do roll calls and tally votes, submitting report outs for PNB executive sessions, preparing and managing committee membership lists, maintaining PNB director information, maintaining LSB membership lists, creating LSB membership lists after LSB elections, maintaining LSB runners-up lists, shepherding through the proposed bylaws amendment process, now two times per year, performing a role in the affiliates directors process as laid out in the bylaws, preparing ballots and other tasks for PNB STV processes, preparing board resolution documents, signing official documents, and doing secretarial correspondence and other assorted tasks. And whereas the almost exponential growth of PNB meetings has put an enormous tax on the PNB secretary, usually held by a director whose tasks are carried out on a volunteer basis in addition to his or her work as a director, member of PNB committees, and member of his or her LSB. And whereas the responsibilities of the PNB secretary are gargantuan and amount to a full-time job when performed diligently, and whereas in the past, the PNB has provided assistance to the PNB secretary in the form of volunteer help in preparing draft PNB meeting minutes. Note that currently no such volunteer support is available. And whereas in the past, the PNB has provided paid assistance for the PNB secretary in preparing draft meeting minutes. And whereas under normal conditions, paid staff support is provided to the foundation secretary with no such paid staff support currently available. And whereas there is a backlog in draft PNB meeting minutes, an upcoming in-person PNB meeting, and having PNB meeting minutes is imperative, resolved that the coordinating committee recommends the PNB approve financial support for the PNB secretary to prepare past and future open PNB meeting draft minutes. Such paid assistance shall come out of the PNO budget and be on a temporary basis at a rate of no more than $20 an hour for up to 3 hours per meeting, coming to a total of $720 for the backlog, $60 per meeting going forward, and $1,000 lump sum for the upcoming in-person meeting. That's it.
Okay. That's the motion you're making. Is there is there any discussion on that?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. So a couple of things. You know, there's no requirement that the PNB secretary be a member of the board. And while, you know, it's not a huge sum of money, when you're looking at the cuts that have been made around the network and the cuts that are being talked about around the network, I don't know that instituting another, you know, putting in another person that has to be paid is necessarily a good idea. And I'm not convinced that it's the only idea. I don't know that I'm not aware of any affirmative efforts that have been made to seek unpaid assistance. So I would, at this point, not be supporting such a motion.
Janet, I'd like to get on the stack after anybody else.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this? Yes, Janet, you want to?
Well, the idea is that I have, going back to last April, hard copy documents with tallies of votes and all, and So I have tried to get to find people locally who would be willing to help on a volunteer basis, unsuccessful. There are a couple perhaps who might be willing to help with an hourly wage like I have in this motion. And it would be basically to catch up using the hard copy documents, just to catch up. And also preparing for the in-person meeting. Yes, it's true that the director, the secretary does not have to be a director, but right now it is, you know, she is. And I don't know of any other alternative right now. I don't see any other alternative.
Was that Lydia? Did you come on the call?
Yes.
Yeah, we're discussing, I don't know if you saw the motion from Janet in regards to secretarial help. You may want to look at that.
Okay.
I would like to get some feedback from either you and Sam, because I don't know, we got to have the money to do it if we did it, so. The recommendation is generally for help with secretarial support, but I know Janet does a lot of work and with the upcoming things that are coming up. So if you all could take a look at that.
Nancy to the SAC.
Yeah, Nancy.
I sure would like to see Janet get some help, either, you know, if anybody knows of a volunteer, or, you know, if not, why, you know, if it's temporary, could cover some of these, you know, lighten her load somehow with some paid staff. Either way, you know, I guess first choice would be to try to find a volunteer to help.
Okay, anyone else want to speak to this?
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Yeah,
I think what we should do is go back look at what we paid the recording secretary before. Is that what it was, Janet? Did you look this up, or is that...
May I answer?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what was paid to the recording secretary, but this would not be for an ongoing recording secretary. This would be for a temp position, an hourly temp position, and $20, up to $20 an hour.
Okay. And I support auxiliary staff, because we do not have in the past, we had a full-time administrative assistant at the national office. And then she was given some payroll things after the fact and whatever. But that is who did a lot of the election things when we were doing committees, et cetera, and other things for the board, including the board books. Now, when we had the PMB meeting last year, I had someone in the office here who helped me with, you know, putting together the books when I was on the board. But I can't imagine that either the secretary or the chair, Tony, could do. It's a huge thing to copy everything that needs to be in that board book for 22 people, and it would be prohibitive, even if I can find someone here to do it in LA, to pay to transport all of those books to Berkeley. Doesn't make any sense. So I really think that what we need is some kind of part-time assistance. But I think it should be expanded to the secretary and the chair with a limit as to the number of hours in a month or something like that. We need to keep the amount as low as possible. And it should be no more than we would pay an administrative assistant, because I think that's what this is, obviously. And then I don't know if you're planning to advertise for it, in which case, you know, you have to pay for advertising if that's what you're going to do. If it's a paid position, then it needs to be advertised, and then for how long. In some ways, this the bottom of the motion is either too specific or not broad enough.
Okay, this is Serene. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done, Lydia?
I am done.
Yeah, Serene.
Okay, so I move to table this motion. I understand that it's a lot of work. I agree it's a lot of work. I find it, I don't see why we cannot go through the volunteer department at KPFA to see if there is someone who is available to help with this before we pay money for it. Every expenditure, large or small, adds up. And I just don't think we're in a position to be spending money if we don't have to. There are people who I believe have, you know, the basic secretarial type skills, even in Berkeley, who can possibly help with that. I don't think we're limited to the circle of people that the secretary might have approached. So my motion is to table.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Okay, we keep running into situations. I think we should have had a recording secretary in 2014. We still have outstanding minutes from that period, and we've encountered governmental agencies that have requested those minutes, and including our auditors. So it's not, you know, something that I think that we can put off. I think if we could have come up with volunteers, we would have already. But, you know, we can advertise, but we're going to run out of time. This has to happen in very short order. This has to do with the audit, which is the basis for getting more money. And it also has to do with, you know, other agencies we know were posted on our own website last year from the AG. There were incomplete minutes, which now they're saying, have you come up with any more? No, we haven't from that year. So, you know, we need to have, that's what I'm saying. I would like to see this brought to the PMB and make some adjustments to it, because I would like it to cover more, including those minutes that are missing from, we have minutes missing from 14 and 13. And if we have somebody that's really good, we have to have a complete set of minutes. It becomes difficult when we're being sued, et cetera. But so that would be my recommendation, is that this motion still be considered at the national board, but be worked on between now and then. It can be amended once it goes to the board.
Okay. Any further? There was a motion to table. There's no further.
I was speaking against tabling.
Okay. And who else was that, Janet?
Oh, never mind at this point.
Okay. There's no further discussion. We're going to take a vote on whether to table it or not. Could you call
Shall
the roll?
I?
Who is that?
Janet.
Could you call the roll? Oh, you have something to say to add? Or
No. I was going to call the roll.
Yeah, this okay. is the issue.
Agarwal, Sam?
Yeah, no.
No. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Lydia Berzon?
Yes. Oh, no. Is this the table? No. Sorry.
Right. No. Kasnave? Adriana? Coburn votes no. Michael Novick?
No.
No.
Patel Adams, Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden.
No.
No. Okay. I have five. I'm sorry. Two yes, five no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. Okay. So this motion to table fails.
Okay. Now we'll go to a vote on the motion at hand and to send it to the PNB. Could you call a roll, Janet?
Yes. Agarwal?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Razan?
Yes.
Yes. Snave? Can't hear you. Coburn, yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. I have. Six yes, one no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So this passes.
Okay, we'll now go back to the number one item, the meeting coming up April the 7th, working on the agenda for that meeting. Can we start by hearing from Lydia any recommendations? This is the open session, and then we'll discuss the closed session. If Lydia has any recommendations for the open session, and if Sam has any recommendations for the open session, and then we'll take other suggestions. Want to start with Lydia?
Yes. In trying to gauge the PMB meeting situation, the in-person meeting, I started calling for her.
No, Lydia, we're going to discuss the conference meeting first, then we'll get to the in-person meeting after that.
No, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about April 7th. I think what needs to be put on the table, and it can be done by email, but that will also require a motion, I think. But this would require a motion. There are certain parameters that would require a motion regarding that meeting. Number one, most importantly, is whether the board needs to meet for 4 days or 3 days. Traditionally, for years, we met for 3 days, but given the fact that we had less meetings, then it was expanded in the past couple of years to be 4 days. And so I need to know. Obviously, 3 days costs less for rooms. It costs more for airfare, that meaning that we arrive Thursday night and we fly out Sunday afternoon. The airfare is lower on a Monday and Thursday as opposed to Friday and Sunday. And so I guess, and so some of that depends on how expensive the rooms were. They were very inexpensive when we were here in L.A., and then, like, the day we checked out, like, the room rate doubled or tripled. It was amazing because, again, it's the same time of year, very close to graduation. And so I think that has to be put to the board, whether we want to meet for 3 days or 4 days.
Okay, but any other items for the open session agenda for the 7th?
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
I move that question be asked at the April 7th meeting. The question of whether the in-person meeting should be meet for 4 days versus 3 days.
Okay, is there any objection to forwarding that recommendation? We'll put that. Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I want to make a comment.
Yes, Sam.
Yeah. So I understand the importance of the in-person meeting, but I want to make everybody aware about the cash flow concerns, and I can go in detail about that. Right now, we are looking at, a very difficult situation. We have the audit fee pending, about $100,000 or so right now. The other thing is that, we have not been paid central services by at least two different stations. So I'm not sure, actually, that whether we will be able to meet the critical services that that will come due in the next 15 days or so. The other thing that I want to point out is that in the past also we have charged the credit card. We have an outstanding balance of about $44,000 on the credit card that we are paying almost every month. And it has not been kind of cleared in the last 3-4 years. So this is the state of the condition, so to speak. So I don't know where to strike a balance.
Okay, could we do this? Because I think we probably need more discussion. I didn't want to get into it. We have this item on the in-person meeting on the agenda, and we can discuss that in depth. But I really wanted to get to what things we need to, other than the in-person meeting, because I think we can vote and get to that when we get to that item on the agenda. But anything else for the – let's get out of the way what we need to put on the agenda for April the 7th. I know we need to put some things on the in-person meeting, but could we put that on the next item on the agenda?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I think that's a special order of business because it hasn't been achieved yet, is the bylaws timeline. It should not be in the where the governance committee is. It should be moved as a special order of business at the top of the agenda. We have to get the bylaws going because a lot of it has an effect on the elections and other issues. We need to have two cycles. We need to take the vote on, well, we're going to have two cycles, and so we need to have the first one now so that we don't run into issues with the election timeline as well.
So,
Janet, point of order?
Yes, Janet.
So we had my motion about
I understand. Could we put that off until we get to the in-person meeting? Because we want to get out of the way what we need to put on the agenda for April the 7th.
Well, this is one of the things that would be on the agenda for April 7th.
I understand, but Janet, we can do that when we get to discuss the in-person meeting. We can make recommendations, but I don't want to get bought. I want to get out of the way other items that we need to get to on April the 7th. We can discuss all of that. We have this item on the agenda, is all I'm saying.
So what are the items actually that I want to propose for the agenda?
Okay, but let's Janet, so we'll get to that when we get to the in-person meeting.
All right.
Lydia proposed the bylaw timeline, which is important. Is there anything else we need to get on the open session, Lydia, and then I'll go to Sam.
And then Janet.
That's time-sensitive. So special order of business, the motion on the bylaws timeline.
Okay. Sam, and this is for item on the open agenda for April the 7th. Yes, Sam.
Yeah, so it is my understanding that the CFO report should be kind of a standard item, but I was told that it's not a standard item, so I would like to suggest that, it should be included as an item in the agenda, CFO report.
Okay, CFO report, yes, definitely, yeah, for the open session.
Janet, point of order?
Yes, Janet.
Have we settled about the bylaws timeline? Can we settle that before next?
Is there any objection to putting the bylaw timeline on the agenda for April the 7th to vote on that by the P&B? Okay. And is there any objection to having a CFO report on the open agenda meeting? Okay.
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Well, I have another...
Yeah.
Item. Okay. And that is the budget. You know, there was the finance committee from the last meeting there was a whole listing of all these different budgets that were going to be addressed.
Okay, we didn't get to the Finance Committee and then just put that back on the agenda with the budget report, budget approvals. Any objection to that? No objections on that. Any other open session agenda items? Okay. Now let's move on to the in-person meeting. The in-person meeting. Yeah, let's get to the in-person.
Janet.
I'm sorry, Janet.
So going back to that other motion about the 3 days versus 4 days, but basically it would be a report on the in-person meeting planning during the April 7th meeting that would include polling the PNB about 3 days or 4 days, and then probably some other questions like availability dates.
Can we do this? Can we hear a report from Lydia on the estimated cost of the in-person meeting and what she discovered, and then we'll hear from Sam, and then we can get to action item. I think it would be helpful to do that. I'm sorry?
Does that include the proposed dates?
Yes.
What are the proposed dates?
Yes. Let's hear a report from Lydia, because she was researching it, and let's hear what she has in terms of proposed dates, estimated cost, and then let's hear from Sam, and then we can take any action items. Okay, Lydia? Lydia? Hello? Lydia, are you on the call? Okay, why don't we start then with Sam about your concern about the in-person meeting and costs, and then we'll get back to Lydia. Yes, Sam.
But can somebody contact Lydia?
Can somebody call her or text her?
I'll text her.
So hopefully we can get her back on.
I texted her, but
Lydia,
that was somebody leaving.
Oh, so
does anybody have access to seeing how many people are on the call? Or
yeah, let me check. LoopUp says there are 8 on the call. I assume, well, I don't know if that includes Otis, but.
Well, hello, is that Lydia?
Yes, Lydia. Sorry.
Yeah, well, why don't we get an update from you on the estimated cost and what was the results of your research, and then we're going to hear from Sam on the what his concerns are about the cost. Can you do that?
Okay.
An estimated date of the time period? Can you do that?
It will be between $15,000 and $25,000, depending on a number of variables. Last time when we had it at the same hotel, it came to $25,000, but I don't know what the details were because I wasn't in charge of that. In L.A., it came to $15,000. So that will be the range. It depends on whether it's 3 days. It depends on whether it's 4 days. It depends on the food, and it depends on whether we want to give a $35 stipend to people to just go buy their own food or order the food at the hotel, which is usually extremely expensive. That's what made the difference here in L.A. in the reduction. The previous meeting in L.A. was cost $35,000, and we were able to do it for 15. So obviously I would do it for the least amount. And I think determine and streamline what we consider at the board meeting. So in other words, here's my priority, if I may. Are we on the issue of the in-person meeting now? Can I speak?
Yes.
Okay. So this is to address Sam's concerns. There are several things that are holding us up from bringing in some money. It is not, it was an open session that I was charged to look into mortgages, and that the previous ED in open session had recommended the property next to the KPFA station, but the board needs to see it. Needs to see what it is that we're talking about. There are big, important pieces that we can't normally discuss on the phone and that, you know, require a certain level of assessment that we need to do at this meeting in order to bring in the larger sums of money that we obviously need to bring us some relief. So we haven't even, the only thing the board passed before was to look into those mortgages. But we, you know, by the time we meet, hopefully we'll have the audits done, and then we can take a board vote, having seen the property, as whether we want to take out a mortgage and how we plan to pay for that mortgage, and whether the feasibility of fixing up that property in order to lease it out, et cetera. All of those determinations really need to be done as long as this meeting is going to be in Berkeley. That to me is the priority. There's no question that the cash stream, you know, I bought that list for NPR and PBS in order to do this big mailing. We didn't have the money to do the mailing. And I only sent out a handful of appeals based on who had given last year, but that hasn't brought anything in. But this is a hot list, but nevertheless, no money, to deal with that. So that will bring some relief, because I do think that's a larger list and so forth, but we can't even deal with that. But we have to deal with some of these bigger issues in order to reduce our debt, whether it's some of the known debts around that I won't go into in open session, around the network that we're all privy to, or whatever. So I would say that this meeting needs to just be about those big ticket items, the little, you know, the committee reports and all of that, that's great, but we can have those on the phone. But this is like serious, heavy-duty stuff that we need to deal with. And, you know, maybe we can do it like in 3 days so that we go visit the station, go visit the property, come back in, take some votes, that sort of thing. So in my opinion, there are a couple of like issues that we have to deal with at this meeting. So that's the only reason I think that we need to meet.
Okay.
Who is that?
Yeah, Michael with the point of information. What dates are you talking about?
Well, that was the other thing is I couldn't remember, but I'll go back and listen to the previous coordinating committee meeting. Some people were not going to be available on certain dates toward the end of May because of graduations, as I recall. Relative graduations, but my question, which we've been playing phone tag on the subsequent meeting, and this is for the hotel that we met last time in Berkeley, is when do the prices of the hotel hike up because of graduation at UC Berkeley? And so that'll set some parameters, but I was thinking the end of May or the beginning of June. But the fund drives are when? June? So we won't really have much of a cash flow before it, so we're kind of stuck in the middle.
Our fund drive is scheduled for May for WP.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, that's better.
Yeah, KPFA is made.
Yeah, usually what you do is you put down a deposit, which usually is not much. It wasn't much here. It was, I don't know, $1,500 or something like that on the credit card, and then the bill came later. And like I said, it was just a fraction of what it's been in the past. But again, it depends on what I can negotiate and what, you know, how we can save money. But, yeah.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So I don't see any reason why it has to be in Berkeley. Berkeley, yes, Berkeley Hotel is closer to the national office, but and the station, which are right next to each other. But most of the time, we all would be meeting in the hotel. So we could have it in, let's say, San Francisco, and when we would go to the national office or KGFA, it's a BART, it could be a BART trip. So, Lydia, I had sent you information about a Union Hotel in San Francisco. Did you get a chance to
check
in?
Well, no. The thing, if we go to a hotel, if we are researching a hotel for an outside of area, I've been in two hotels in Berkeley. There was that one, and there was the one overlooking the water on the bay that we used to meet at more than one time. And but I have not. I can't fly up between now and then, or at least in time to book it in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, somebody else would have to do that and scope it out. And the reason I went to this last hotel is because I know it is already wired for the kind of transmission that we need. Not all hotels are. And that requires an assessment by John Almella. He needs to talk and whatever. So we've been at two hotels there, and that's the thing. And my interest is not the station. It is the property next to the station. It is the Pacifica National Office, which is very close to the hotel where we stayed last time, to the Durant. So, but again, if somebody else can find something better, but negotiate all of those things and feel confident, you know, that there are no bed bugs and various things that we've encountered in the past in different areas, then that's fine. That's fine with me, but it's not going to be me.
Okay. Let's go on to Sam, and then we'll take people on the stack for the interperson meeting. Sam wanted to. Yes,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, so again, my intention is not to throw cold water, actually. I would love to have an in-person meeting, but I'm dealing with the hard realities. And the realities are that the cash flow is becoming a serious concern, a very, very serious concern. Right now, we have not been able to pay to the auditors. It's, about $100,000 close to when we received the latest bill. The PFW and the BAI stations both are experiencing a serious shortfall. So they have not paid for the central services. So we are stuck paying for the healthcare when we are not getting paid. This cannot continue. Basically, we are reaching a point where the national office will not be able to meet its payroll if this continues for another maybe a couple of rounds. The other very highly objectionable thing is that we charge the credit card and then we forget. Right now, we have a 44,000 outstanding amount used on the line of credit, which we have not been able to pay for the last, 2-3 years. And it was the same thing that the hotel bills and the airline tickets were charged for the PNB meetings in the past. And they just sit there. So I have to bring this to the notice. And going forward, I don't see a path where we can even meet the cash, where we can be even cash even. Just today, I had, a call with the auditors. And right now, I am to the point that probably we will not be able to submit a cash flow plan to them. So we will have to accept a going concern issue. When we put a going concern issue, we will not be able to mortgage the building. That was one of the ramifications that became very clear by the auditors. So again, I see the interest that we can mortgage, but I see the other side that we will not be able to because of the going concern issue. So I think the focus, the complete focus has to be on immediate cash flow. How can we raise some cash so that at least we can meet our basic needs? And that is why I say that is my central point.
Just a, I didn't, you raised another issue, but I wish we, but why weren't you able to get a cash flow plan together? You said you couldn't do a cash flow. What was the problem with that?
The reason is actually that say the there are three stations who have submitted the cash flow, which are shaky. The two stations don't even have a cash plan because they have a survival plan, not a cash plan. They are just kind of able to meet the payroll barely, and some of the essential expenses, and that's it. Beyond that, they are just tapped out. So there cannot be any cash flow plan to break even. So we cannot submit this as a kind of a combined statement to the auditors. It has to be company-wide. It cannot be on one single station.